preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 4,300-square-foot mixed-use building and site improvements. The property is zoned C1 General Commercial District and is located along West Coates Road and Clay Road. The tax parcel number is District 335, MAP 12.05, Parcel 13. There are several existing buildings on the site that will be removed and replaced with the new building. The building will contain a restaurant, retail space, an apartment, and office. The apartment and the office will be located on the second floor. The uses are all permitted within the C1 zoning district. The plan proposes parking to be located within the front yard setback. This plan requires Planning Commission approval for the parking in the front yard setback, and staff is awaiting approvals from all other agencies. Thank you.
So are we looking at this for a front yard setback variance?
And for the parking.
Parking.
Just the parking.
But yet you don't have all agency approvals.
Well, it's a preliminary site plan.
Okay.
The question is whether you want to grant parking and a setback.
This one doesn't have any time issues because it's just a commercial site plan.
Yeah, we are now into this portion of the agenda that there are no time issues.
How many parkings is in the front yard setback?
Almost all of the parking.
All of these?
Yes. And I think that you can see as on the adjacent property to the east, there are parking spaces in the front yard setback as well.
Yeah, it's been a fairly common practice on Savannah Road.
And I even think on Savannah Road, there are a few that are located within the front yard setback.
Yeah, this is
so it's not. It's in.
This is not a precedent.
This is a redevelopment of the
of an existing site.
Yeah.
The nursery.
Yeah, I don't.
So I believe there was already parking in the front yard setback with the existing site.
They removed, I believe, 3 greenhouses from the site as it related to wayside floors.
Yeah.
Years ago.
I don't see it as a problem. Does anybody else?
No.
Mr. Chairman, is concerning Kelsey's restaurant, Casey's restaurant, preliminary site plan, my motion is for approval as a preliminary.
And would that be subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals, or would you like to see it back again?
I'd like to see it back again.
Okay.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve Casey's Restaurant preliminary site plan as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Shall We Bounce? Preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan to allow for construction of a 24,000 square foot indoor recreation building and site improvements. The property is zoned C1 General Commercial District and is located off Lewis Georgetown Highway Route 9. The tax parcel is District 335, parcel MAP 12.05, Parcel 13. The plan proposes parking to be located within the front yard setback and the side yard setback. Parking located within the front yard setback does require Planning Commission approval, similar to the previous application. Staff is awaiting approvals from the other reviewing agencies. Thank you.
This is, where's it located?
Yeah, there's a billboard somewhere.
Oh, I got it.
Down by,
I
got it. You got it? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, again, Mr. Chairman, in terms of the parking within the front yard setback, as we know, there's a lot of encroachments on Route 9 with front yard setbacks, and especially in this area, so I don't have a particular objection to the front yard setback, and as well as the side yard. So, hearing no objections, Mr. Chairman, my motion is for approval of the preliminary site plan for Shall We Bounce with the final approval subject to staff receiving all the agency approvals.
Second. I move and seconded to approve Shall We Bounce as a preliminary site plan with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Jay Beach, Conditional use number 2014, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan to allow for the construction of a 4,800 square foot equipment building and equipment storage yard. The use required a conditional use, CU 2014, for a construction company equipment storage. The Planning Commission recommended approval of the conditional use on April 23rd of this year. The Sussex County Council granted approval on October 13th of this year. The conditions of approval are noted on the preliminary site plan. One condition of approval required the house to be located in front of all accessory buildings. While the house is proposed to be located in front of the accessory building, it is not located directly in front of the accessory buildings. Staff is in receipt of approval of DLDOT, DENREC, and the Sussex Conservation District, and staff is awaiting approval from the Office of the State Fire Marshal. Thank you.
How tall, does it say how tall the fence is?
It does not state the height of the fence.
It's a solid fence, though, right?
I've asked for construction detail to be shown on the fence to ensure that it's solid.
6 foot wooden fence, typical.
So the issue is whether we want to require the house to be in front of, directly in front of, or?
I mean, technically, per the condition of approval, it's in compliance. I'm not sure it meant the exact intent of what the condition was supposed to be, but I'm not sure you have the authority to make the house be pushed over to the side. I'm just letting you know that for reference.
I think the reason that we did that is we heard a complaint that to shield it, residential from commercial.
Right.
That's why the 6 foot fence has been basically surround the yard.
The yard.
Being used for conditional use.
Well, again, I don't know if I have, my concern was that it did appear to be residential, which meant that the house is in front. Very few residential properties are developed with big storage buildings in front. So I think that was, from my perspective, that was one of my concerns. So anyone have an objection to the site plan before I make my motion? Hearing none, then Mr. Chairman, my motion is for approval of Jay Beach conditional use number 2014 preliminary site plan with the final subject to staff receiving all the agency approvals.
Second.
I was starting to wonder what the team was.
That was interesting. So moved and seconded to approve the Jay Beach conditional use number 2014 preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all of the permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Here.
Carried. The motion carries 4-1. Our next item is proximity malt preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan to allow for the construction of buildings and equipment and site improvements for a malting facility. The property is zoned LI2 Light Industrial District. The property is located on the west side of Bi-State Boulevard. The tax district, the tax parcel number is District 332, Map 3, Parcel 56. The proposed use as a malting facility is a permitted use within the LI2 zoning district. Staff notes that the buildings are considered non-conforming as they existed prior to zoning. Staff also notes that the proposed height of some of the structures may exceed the maximum height restriction of the zoning district per section 115-179A of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance, which would allow for some silos to exceed the maximum height of 52 feet. And again, these buildings would be the germination kiln vessels, and staff is awaiting approvals from the other agencies. Thank you.
So they're just going to add some tanks? They're going to add some tanks?
They're going to add some new tanks, yes, and a couple of new buildings.
Well, under the agricultural exemptions for height, I mean, that's already...
Yes, I was just pointing out that on the site plan it says some of them will be 82, which clearly exceeds, but section 179A allows for them to exceed that.
Yeah,
so that's not a problem with the height.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary site plan approval for Proximity Mall.
And I second Mr. Ross's motion.
It's moved and seconded to approve the Proximity Mall preliminary site plan, and that is at a preliminary with final to be by the staff. Mr. Ross. Was your motion for approval as a preliminary
site plan? Yeah.
But you want it to come back?
I don't see a need to.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to approve a Proximity Mall preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all the permits.
I did.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry about that, Mr. Chairman.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay. Next one is lands of Robert Hopkins on Cave Neck Road, minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision for one parcel of with the creation of a 50-foot easement. The proposed minor subdivision would create a 1.6-acre parcel of land with a 50-foot easement along an existing lane off of Cave Neck Road. The property is zoned AR1 Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 12. Map 27, Parcel 1. Staff notes there are improvements located within the proposed lot. These improvements need to be shown on the final subdivision plan to ensure there are no encroachments regarding setbacks. The residual is located within farm preservation, and staff is awaiting approval from DELDA and the Department of Agriculture. Thank you.
So without those notations of those existing improvements, you're okay with this as a preliminary?
Yes. We just want the item shown for the final to ensure that there are no setback issues.
Mr. Chairman, concerning the lands of Robert Hopkins on Cave Neck Road, my motion is for approval as for a preliminary approval of a minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement. And that this final approval will be subject to the commission review and receipt of the noted improvements on the property.
Second.
The move is seconded to approve the minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement for lands of Robert Hopkins on Cave Neck Road on the condition that the proper notations be made on the site plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the Vineyards at Nassau Valley phasing plan.
This is a phasing plan to allow for the creation of two new parcels or phases of development. The new phases are F and G. The Planning Commission previously approved the creation of phases C through E on August 27th of this year. The property is zoned C1 General Commercial District. The property is located off Abbott's Pond Road. The tax map is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 152.06. The Planning Commission reviewed the revised master plan for the conversion to additional residential units on November 11th of this year. Separate site plans for the construction of the residential units will require review and approval by the Planning Commission. This plan is only allowed for the creation of two additional phases for financing purposes. The phasing plan will not create two parcels of land. Thank you.
Yeah.
So we're just... addressing phases F and G.
Correct. The other phases have already been approved. Okay. And then if there are any new phases, they will come back before the Planning Commission.
Never mind.
And the development of these phases will also come back as site plans for review and approval.
Okay, so we're just approving this on a preliminary basis?
You're just looking at it as a phasing plan.
Just for phasing.
Straight up phasing.
Yeah.
Any development is subject to a separate site plan process.
Okay.
Have to be clear that these are phases and not the creation of parcels, because we have had issues with the assessment. Gave parcel numbers, and we had to go through a lot to get it back into a phase instead of a parcel.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, concerning the vineyards in Nassau Valley, request for a phasing plan of sections F and G. My motion is for approval.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the phasing plan for the vineyards at Nassau Valley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Wolf Run, subdivision 1987-1, revision to conditions of approval.
This is a revision to the condition of approval. The specific request is to amend condition number 8 that requires a 50-foot setback from the freshwater wetlands for lot 23 only. The Homeowners Association has submitted a letter requesting the removal of the condition for this lot only. All the other lots within the development comply with the 50-foot setback from the freshwater wetlands. Lot 23 is one of the few vacant lots within the development. The property is zoned AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and the tax map number is District 335, Map 9, Parcel 47. There is no requirement from county code for a setback from freshwater wetlands. It was something they did on their own, so they were asking for relief, and again, just for this lot. Thank you.
And just for the record, I believe our firm might have had some representation of the Homeowners Association, so I'm not going to participate in this one.
Okay. This is probably why this occurs.
Yeah. There you go.
So this lot 23 is unimproved at the present time?
Correct.
But Wolf Run is probably, what, 80, 90% built out?
I think my understanding is there's less than a half dozen lots, vacant lots in the development.
Yeah.
I think
85, 90% It's all got. All the streets are done, just a few lots over.
So we're trying, they're seeking to eliminate a hardship?
Yes. The condition of approval from the subdivision was that there be a 50-foot setback from the freshwater wetlands. Their back property line is the freshwater wetlands, and if they go 50 feet off of that, they have said that it is very difficult to build a house, and the lot is slightly odd shaped. And again, the request is just for this lot only.
To reduce it to 10 feet?
No, the request.
It'd be 20, it's just an agriculture, so they are one for
20.
Well, it doesn't have to be 20, so wetland setback, that's right. I'm sorry.
The wetland setback, so it can be zero.
As it says, we're requesting that requirement number 8 be amended to no residential lot structure will occur within 10 feet.
Yes, so that they're asking for a reduction of 40 feet to go from 50 to 10.
Oh, boy.
I think that was the convenient, only affects lot 23. It must have been proffered by the applicant way back in 87.
So there's no code requirement, they just voluntarily.
There is no code requirement.
So you still have 10 feet over the code requirement?
Yes.
God, I'm biting my tongue hard on this one.
I know.
We see the eggs, but it is Christmas.
It's Christmas. Well, you're right. I mean, I've been educated over and over about the wetland setback requirements and the lack thereof for freshwater ones. So being in compliance with our lack of ordinance on addressing that issue, I'll stop there. Mr. Chairman, concerning the Wolf Run 1987-1 request for a revision to conditions of approval, my motion is to amend condition number 8 as it pertains to lot number 23 only, that the setback be reduced from 50 feet to 10 feet of the freshwater wetlands.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to grant the revision to the condition of approval for Wolf Run subdivision 1987-1. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Okay then, referring back to Village at Evans Pond, conditional use